Hello and welcome to the second episode of Beyond the Speaker Radio, the radio show that has the same name as a record label called Beyond the Speaker. So that was a theme of Pat Labor 2 by Kenji Kawai, and it's from the original soundtrack from the movie. I've watched the movie recently and I kind of made a song inspired by it, so I'm really deeply into Kenji Kawai at the moment. Really like his soundtracks for a lot of anime movies. He also did the soundtrack for Ghost in the Shell. And I really like this, actually. I think I'm going to make a shorter edit of it and make it the theme for this show as well. All right, but now let's change the mood. Let's make things more somber, more serious. This next track is by Lebanon Hanover. It's called Somehow We'll Get Through This, and it came out in 2012 on the Fabrica Records label from Greece. And this song I'd like to dedicate it to my good friend Marion. Thank you.
This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get.
That was Public Image Limited with The Order of Death, and it's from the This Is What You Want, This Is What You Get LP that came out in '84. Before that, you heard Lebanon Hanover with Somehow We'll Get Through This. And next, I'm going to play Jeff and Jane Hudson, their track called Los Alamos. And it's from the Flesh LP, which has been re-released by Dark Entries in conjunction with Captured Tracks. So it's a really cool LP if you like minimal wave stuff, and it's American, so you should go out and support it, I guess. Anyways, enjoy.
Don't you feel me above? discuss his secretary. What's his business? What's his game? What's his name?
So unnecessary indeed. That was Polystyrene with Big Boy Toy. And before that, you heard Jeff and Jane Hudson with Los Alamos. And those two tracks kind of work nicely together because they're both about, you know, atomic bombs, the nuclear race. That's where it's at. Polystyrene, the Polystyrene track is from the LP Gods and Goddesses that came out in 86. I think the record label was Awesome Records. And yeah, I love the like the crisp typing sounds of the electric typewriters of the time, I presume. Although I guess computers, you know, the personal computer revolution was starting to get its upswing at that time. Yeah, and actually what's funny is I read an interview with Jeff and Jane Hudson on the Minimal Wave website, and they actually cite Polystyrene as one of their influences, along with Kraftwerk and other artists of the time. So anyways, we've had a lot of like new wave, synth pop, and kind of 80s music, and we're going to continue, but we're going to try and get a little bit more dancey. And so I'm going to follow this up with a track by Bob Chance. It's called It's Broken. It's from the album of the same name, It's Broken, which is a weird album because it has all of these like cheesecake moments, and then it has these couple of like really cool dance tracks, and It's Broken is like kind of the hit. So anyways, enjoy. Thank you.
catch me with those eyes, then you fill me with your lies. It should come as no surprise, my poor heart just realized it's broken. Now I'm in such misery, all my body chemistry is declaring war on me, cause my heart just let me see it's broken. It's broken. I'm a no good specimen, hold my temper count to 10. The king's horses and his men can't put my heart back again. It's broken. It's broken.
across the sky. UFOs, it's happening on your radio. Blue lights, AM, just switch right on with you at it. Two-way stereo, a discomatic rodeo.
When I was on my way to school, thinking of the golden rule, I walked into a record shop to hear what was top of the pop.
Now here's your DJ, and I've really got something special today. Don't look with surprise, I'll hit you right between the eyes.
Disco Double Bill with Crazy Gang, a Discomatic Rodeo from their LP We Are the Crazy Gang, of course. And before that, of course, it was Bob Chance with It's Broken from the LP of the same title. Love these two tracks. And the Bob Chance is like, it's long, but then it goes into this crazy territory with the you know, you have the 4/4 of the disco beat, but then you have like a kind of 12 step kind of synth arpeggio that comes in, and then it just goes all crazy instrumental before sort of coming back at the end back into sort of more traditional territory. And then the Crazy Gang track, it's just the vocals are incredible, like the story, and it's just a perfect sort of encapsulated musical moment. That was lots of fun. The next track, I'm going to be really self-indulgent, and this is a total guilty pleasure for me. This is There Is a Hurricane Tonight by, I think it's called Pris. The band is called Pris and the Replicants. I think it might be it's Japanese, and it might be a pop singer that's just using this name, which refers to the TV show, the anime show that it came from, called Bubblegum Crisis. And this is like the title track. And the anime show, and actually even this track, it's, well, the anime show is, try to imagine if Blade Runner and the movie Streets of Fire had a love child, that would be Bubblegum Crisis, basically. It's like the sort of cyberpunk stylings of Blade Runner, the mega city, the kind of debate about what is human, what isn't, but it takes it in a more monstrous direction, of course. But then with these sort of kick-ass female protagonists that, you know, save the city, and then with also this incredible soundtrack, which sometimes apes Vangelis's work, especially in the opening of the first episode, but then it's just this great sort of 80s Japanese pop soundtrack as well. So, I've talked enough. This is There Is a Hurricane Tonight by Pris and the Replicants, possibly someone else. If you could enlighten me, that would be awesome. I'll give you contact details at the end of the show. Yeah, there we go. Okay, now we're going to, I'm going to totally turn this around and play some more serious stuff again. I'm sorry if you didn't like that, but I needed it. Anyways, next, I'm going to play a track by CN called Peripheral Light, and it's from his Obscure Research compilation that he put out on Bandcamp, and it's a collection of unreleased material and rarities, but it should be released, and it should be pressed on some other medium, because it's really good stuff. So anyways, enjoy CN with Peripheral Light. We'll be right back. dare I say, Drexia. That sounded very nice. So we're at the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening again and putting up with my my droning on and my lengthy banter. But hopefully I'll get better at it, right? I'm going to finish up with a track by Engly. That's what I'm going to call him, or N-G-L-Y. He was the winner of the Top 100 with the track Speechless Tape. This is from the same release, and it's called Service Cost HH2. So thank you for tuning in, and see you next time. And here's Engly to play us out.